Hey everyone, welcome back to Market Snap. Buying ARM at these levels isn't a casual decision. It's a bet on whether the AI compute story justifies a valuation that would make most value investors run for the hills. We're not guessing here. We're running the Market Snap valuation model and letting the numbers lead. Today we're doing a comprehensive deep dive on ARM holdings. And let me be upfront. This is one of the most polarizing stocks in the entire semiconductor space right now. On one hand, you have a company that's essentially the Switzerland of chip design, licensing its architecture to everyone from Apple to Nvidia to Qualcomm. On the other hand, you have a stock trading at levels that assume perfection for the next decade. So let's dig into what's actually going on under the hood. We're going to cover the business model, the financials, the revenue segments, a full SWOT breakdown, recent price action, and then I'll give you my honest take on where things stand. Let's start with who ARM actually is, because there's a lot of confusion about what this company does. ARM doesn't manufacture chips. It designs the blueprints, the intellectual property, that other companies license to build their own processors. Think of it as the architectural firm for the digital world. Nearly every smartphone on the planet runs on ARM-based chips. Your smart TV, your smartwatch, your router, your car's infotainment system. ARM's architecture is everywhere. The company was founded in 1990 as a joint venture between Acorn Computers, Apple, and VLSI Technology. It went public in 1998 on the London Stock Exchange, was taken private by SoftBank in 2016 for around $32 billion, and then came back to the public markets with a US IPO in September 2023. Today, it's led by CEO René Haas, who has been very vocal about positioning ARM as the compute platform for the AI era. The business model is elegant in its simplicity. ARM generates revenue two ways. First, there's royalty revenue. Every chip that gets sold with an ARM-based processor generates a small royalty payment to ARM. Second, there's licensing revenue. Companies pay upfront fees to access ARM's designs and architecture. That second stream is where the real transformation is happening, because ARM is increasingly signing large, multi-year deals with data center customers. Now let's talk about the numbers, because this is where the story gets interesting. In fiscal year 2026, ARM generated just under $5 billion in total revenue. That's up from about $4 billion in fiscal 2025 and $3.2 billion in fiscal 2024. So we're looking at consistent, strong double-digit growth, roughly 23% year over year. What's really notable is the revenue mix shift. Royalty revenue came in at about $2.6 billion, while license and other revenue hit roughly $2.3 billion. That licensing number is where the market's excitement is focused, because it reflects those big strategic partnerships ARM is signing with hyperscalers and custom silicon players. Geographically, the United States is ARM's largest market at about $1.76 billion in revenue. China follows at around $874 million, then Japan at $825 million, Taiwan at just under $700 million, and Korea at about $392 million. This is a genuinely global business, which gives it diversification, but also exposes it to geopolitical risks, particularly around China. The company just delivered its third consecutive year of more than 20% revenue growth, which is remarkable for a business of this scale. And management has guided toward 21% revenue growth going forward, with adjusted EPS growth targeted at 23%. Let's get into the earnings picture, because that's where the valuation debate really heats up. In fiscal 2026, ARM reported net income of about $900 million, up from roughly $792 million in fiscal 2025 and just $306 million in fiscal 2024. That's a dramatic improvement in profitability over 3 years. The gross margin story here is absolutely stunning. ARM's gross profit margin sits at over 95%. Let me put that in perspective. That's higher than almost any software company on the planet. It's higher than Microsoft, higher than Adobe, higher than pretty much everyone. When you're licensing intellectual property rather than manufacturing physical chips, your incremental costs are essentially zero. Every additional dollar of revenue flows almost entirely to the bottom line. The earnings per share picture is improving too. Diluted EPS came in at 85 cents for fiscal 2026, up from 75 cents in fiscal 2025 and just 29 cents in fiscal 2024. The company's operating income also expanded significantly from around $83 million in fiscal 2025 to just over $900 million in fiscal 2026. That's a massive step up in operational efficiency. But here's where I need to inject some reality. The current trailing PE ratio is somewhere north of 240 times earnings. Even on a forward basis, we're looking at triple-digit multiples for the next couple of years. This is a stock where the market is paying for growth several years out, and any stumble in execution could get punished severely. Let's look at what management has been saying, because the commentary from the most recent earnings call was quite telling. In their first quarter fiscal 2027 call at the end of July, Arm reported record revenue of $1.29 billion. That's another quarter of strong performance, continuing the momentum we've seen over the past several quarters. Management emphasized that the AI opportunity spans not just data centers, but also edge devices and custom silicon. The royalty model, combined with Arm's energy-efficient processor architecture, positions the company well as AI workloads increasingly move to the edge. There was also discussion about the smartphone market. It's recovering, but still showing some supply chain challenges that need to be monitored. CEO Rene Haas has been consistent in his messaging. Arm is the compute platform for the AI era, and the company is backing that up with numbers. The licensing business is increasingly turning into a data center silicon business, and that transition is what's driving the market's enthusiasm. Let's take a closer look at the balance sheet and cash flow, because there's a lot to like here, but also a few things that deserve scrutiny. Arm's balance sheet is rock solid. The company holds about $2.75 billion in cash and cash equivalents against total current liabilities of just over $1 billion. The current ratio is above 5, which means Arm has more than $5 in current assets for every dollar of short-term obligations. That's an exceptionally strong liquidity position. Total assets stand at about $10.7 billion, with total stockholders' equity at roughly $8.3 billion. Debt is minimal. The debt-to-equity ratio is under 6%. This is a company with virtually no financial risk on its balance sheet. Cash flow generation has been solid but lumpy. In fiscal 2026, operating cash flow came in at about $1.5 billion, with free cash flow of just under $1 billion. That's a significant improvement from fiscal 2025, where free cash flow was only about $178 million. That year saw a big spike in capital expenditures. The company has been investing heavily in its infrastructure and data center capabilities. Return on equity sits at about 13%, and return on invested capital is around 7.3%. Those aren't blowout numbers yet, but they're trending in the right direction as the business scales. Now let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis, because there are real strengths here, but also genuine vulnerabilities that the market might be glossing over. Starting with strengths, this is an extraordinary business. The gross margins above 95% are almost unheard of. The royalty model creates recurring, predictable revenue streams. Arm's architecture is essentially a global standard. You can't build a modern smartphone without licensing Arm's IP. The company has a fortress balance sheet with minimal debt and strong cash reserves. And the strategic pivot toward AI and data center silicon is opening up massive new markets. On weaknesses, the valuation is the elephant in the room. Even after the recent pullback, the stock trades at a multiple that leaves no room for error. The company's dependence on a relatively small number of large licensees creates concentration risk. And while the China exposure at about 18% of revenue is manageable, it represents a geopolitical vulnerability that could disrupt growth. The opportunities are genuinely exciting. The AI data center build-out is in its early innings, and Arm's energy-efficient architecture is well-positioned for that market. The shift toward custom silicon by hyperscalers like Amazon and Google plays directly into Arm's licensing model. The expansion into edge AI, automotive, and IoT applications provides multiple growth vectors. Bank of America has even forecast 36% annual sales growth for CPUs over the next 5 years, and ARM could grow even faster at above-average margins. The threats are equally real. NVIDIA and RISC-V represent competitive pressures from different directions. NVIDIA with its integrated AI platform, and RISC-V as a free, open-source alternative that could erode ARM's pricing power over time. The cyclicality of the semiconductor industry means downturns could hit harder given the premium valuation. And there's always the risk that AI infrastructure spending slows if the expected returns don't materialize as quickly as projected. Now let's talk about what the stock has actually been doing, because the price action tells an important story. ARM is currently trading around $242 per share, down significantly from its highs. Over the past month, the stock is down about 10%. Over the past 3 months, it's down nearly 36%. But step back further, and you see the bigger picture. Over the past 6 months, ARM is up over 100%, and over the past year, it's up about 86%. I want you to really absorb those numbers. The stock nearly doubled over the past year, then gave back more than a third of those gains in the last 3 months. That's the kind of volatility that separates serious long-term investors from people who are just speculating on momentum. The recent pullback has been driven by a few factors. There was news that the CFO sold a portion of his holdings. Though it was a small part of his overall position, it still spooked some investors. There were also concerns about Asian market volatility spilling into tech stocks. And honestly, after a run like that, some profit-taking was inevitable. The market cap sits at roughly $258 billion, which puts ARM in rarefied air alongside the largest semiconductor companies in the world. For context, that's a higher market cap than many companies with significantly more revenue. All right, let's get to my honest take on ARM Holdings, because this is a stock that demands nuance. First, let me be straight with you about our valuation model. The MarketSnap DCF output for ARM is noisy, and I mean genuinely noisy. The model's fair value estimate comes in somewhere around $120, which would imply the stock is trading roughly 50% above that level. But here's the thing. I don't think you should hang your thesis on that precise number. The assumptions that go into a DCF for a hypergrowth company like ARM swing wildly. Change the discount rate by a couple of points, or adjust the terminal growth assumptions, and you can get fair value anywhere from under $100 to north of $250. That's not a criticism of the model. It's the reality of valuing a company growing at 20%+ with margins above 95%. If you disagree with our inputs, I'd encourage you to plug in your own assumptions on the intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. So what's my actual take? ARM is a phenomenal business. The moat is real, the margins are extraordinary, and the AI tailwind is genuine. This is not a story about a company that's struggling. It's about a company that's executing exceptionally well in the middle of a technological revolution. But great company does not automatically mean great stock. At the current valuation, you're paying for a lot of years of flawless execution. The stock is trading at roughly 93 times forward earnings, and even the most optimistic scenarios suggest that multiple compression is inevitable over time. The question isn't whether ARM is a good business. It absolutely is. The question is whether the current price already reflects the best-case outcome. Here's what I'm watching. First, the pace of licensing deals with data center customers. That's the key driver of the growth narrative. Second, royalty revenue acceleration, which reflects actual chip shipments and end market demand. Third, any signs of RISC-V gaining meaningful traction in premium segments. And fourth, the company's ability to maintain those 95% gross margins as it scales into new markets. For investors with a long-time horizon, think 5 to 10 years, ARM could still deliver solid returns if the AI story plays out as management expects. But you need to have the stomach for significant drawdowns along the way. This is a stock that can easily move 30 to 40% in either direction in any given quarter. If you're considering a position, think about your entry point carefully and size it appropriately. This isn't a stock you want to be your entire portfolio. It's a high conviction bet on the future of computing, and it deserves to be treated with the respect and caution that comes with that kind of bet. What do you think about ARM? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.